It was one of those big, quiet rooms. A sort of office, I suppose. The kind you get in the very posh hospitals with big windows looking out over lawns and trees. Two men. One relaxed, confident. The other nervous. No, not nervous. Terrified.
What?
Relax, my friend. It is only Helmut. Please come in, Helmut. Ah, excellent. You brought the sherry. You will take a glass of sherry with me, please, for old time's sake.
You must be crazy. I wouldn't drink a glass of water in this place.
You do not trust me. You suspect that I might poison you.
Should I leave the sherry here, Doctor?
But of course, Helmut. Put it down on the desk. I think I can persuade our friend to drink. See him. I pour two glasses. So, two glasses of sherry. I take a small sip from one glass. And then I take a sip from the other glass. Nothing. You see, I'm still alive. So they're obviously not poisoned. Now, will you drink?
If it'll make you happy.
Splendid. To your continuing good health.
Yeah, I'll drink to that. Well,
Such a pity. Of course, it had to be this way. Helmut?
Bitte, Herr Doctor.
Take him away. You know what to do.
Adam Cain.
A healthy way to die. I do a lot to keep fit. I mean, I got to. If you don't keep that edge sharp, you'll be on the wrong end of a faster man's fist before you know what's at you. It's one of those rules of the game. That's why I was surprised. When the call came, they asked me to meet Devenish at the gymnasium.
Hello, hello. Back to the field, Mr. Devenish.
Oh, hello, Kane. Make yourself comfortable. We will in a minute. Oh, I've forgotten what it was like. It really takes it out of you, doesn't it?
Depends how often you do it. From the look of you, I'd say, with respect, it's been a long time.
Oh, a desk job doesn't keep a man fit. Still one should, I suppose. I'll have to take it up again.
And what prompted this outburst of enthusiasm?
I'd reduce that echo of insubordination if I were you, King.
Sorry, Mr. Devenish. Sir. Just interested.
Well, we call it an intimation of mortality, if you like. I'll throw in the towel, will you? Thank you.
Intimation of mortality? You're frightened of dying, Mr. Devenish?
No more than most of us. Just came home to me this morning. We never know when it might happen. Take some of this.
What about him?
He's dead.
He's... what?
A special branch found his body in a parked car this morning. Stone dead.
Who did for him?
According to the M.O., nobody. Died of heart failure.
Heart failure? Go on, you don't believe that.
On reflection? No, I don't. That's why I want to see you, King. I want you to find out what happened to him.
What was he working on?
Something quite routine, I gather. Records will give it to
you. You want me to start now?
This very minute. Off you go. By the way, Kane.
Yes, sir?
I trust you have a strong heart.
Something quite routine, Devenish had said. He wasn't wrong. If anything in this business can be called routine. According to records, Smithers was investigating an unusually high incidence of heart failure in a town called Wantage in Berkshire. Now that should have been a pointer for a start. According to the file, the incidence of heart failure among normally healthy people had risen out of all proportion. Someone at the Home Office had got a bit panicky and called us in. Smithers had toddled off to find out what it was all about. And there he lay, hunched over the wheel of his car parked at the side of the road near Wantage, in Berkshire. Cause of death? Heart failure. No other visible signs of distress, not a mark on him. In his pocket, a bottle of concentrated vitamin pills labelled Glade of Eternal Youth, Health Farm, near Wantage, Berkshire. house looks as if William the Conqueror spent a night or two here.
Hello?
What? Oh, hello.
Were you looking for someone?
Yeah, anyone. I've got a booking.
Well, that's lovely. I like to meet new people. You staying long?
And that all depends.
You look healthy enough. Not the usual sort at all. I don't think you'll be here more than a day or so.
No?
Healthy ones never stay long. They don't really need the treatment, you see.
You work here?
Oh, goodness, no. I'm a patient. How silly of me. I haven't introduced myself. My name's Hector. Hector Spoon.
Adam Kane. Pleased to meet you. Does anyone work here?
What?
I've rung the bell about...
Oh, I expect Susie will be along soon. She's a nursing sister. She's probably busy at the moment. I'd give her another ring if I were you.
Yeah. Well, here goes.
Oh, look, there she is. Coming across the lawn. She'll look after you. Cheerio.
Cheers.
Hello, Susie.
Morning, Hector. Yes?
You must be Susie.
Can I help you?
Yeah. Hector said you might be able to look after me.
This is your room, Mr. Kane.
Very nice. Aren't you going to show me the usual offices?
I'm sure you'll be able to find everything. There's literature concerning the farm on your bedside table. Please read it. You have an appointment with Dr. Block in 30 minutes. Is there anything else you'd like to know?
This Dr. Block, what's he like?
I'm sure you'll form an opinion when you meet him. He's a very dedicated man. Welcome to the glade of eternal youth, Mr. Kane.
Thanks a lot.
Well, then, Mr. Kane, what exactly seems to be the trouble?
Hey?
Well, you must have come to us for some reason. What is your complaint?
Well,
you might think it strange that I ask. The reason is not that obscure. Most of my patients, the people who come to the glade of eternal youth, are suffering. And this much is immediately obvious to me. I seldom have to examine a patient to diagnose a problem. In your case, well, as I have said, you are a problem, Mr. Kane.
Problem?
But you're so obviously a healthy man.
Yeah, well, that's just it. I'm a sort of nut on the subject.
Nut?
It's my hobby, you see. Staying healthy. I came along here to see if you could teach me anything. A sort of revision course, you might say.
Oh, excellent, excellent. I find that most flattering. Well, then, we shall proceed with the program for you.
By all means.
On second thoughts, no.
No?
No. No, yours is so obviously a special case. I will need to examine you thoroughly. Be quite certain in my mind what has to be done. Only then can I be sure of a satisfactory program. We shall leave it until this afternoon. If that is in order with you, Mr. Kane.
Yeah. Anything you like.
Oh, splendid. In the meanwhile, why not wander about the glade of eternal youth? Familiarize yourself with our method. Luncheon will be served in 20 minutes.
Thanks. Well, see you later then.
I look forward to it. A health nut. I wonder, could anyone be that stupid?
Bitte, Herr Doktor?
Come through here a moment, Helmut. A health nut.
Bitte, Herr Doktor?
Now, come in, close the door. You have observed the new patient, Mr. Adam Kane?
I have seen him, Herr Doctor.
What is your impression?
He's a strong, healthy man.
Not unlike another recent patient.
Isn't it?
Exactly, Helmut. It may be that we are not as anonymous as we had hoped. You will please keep a very close watch on Mr. Adam Kane. Report to me his every movement.
You have all here, Doctor.
He is not what he claims to be. We will have to arrange another little medical deceit.
I observe him now, Herr Doctor, through the window behind your desk.
What does he do?
He's standing on the lawn talking to the Miss Spoon.
Is he indeed? I wonder what dear Aunt Matilda makes of him.
Mr. Who, dear?
Kane, Auntie.
Adam Kane.
Well, Mr. Kane, it's always a pleasure to welcome another soul to the glade of eternal youth.
Yeah, well, I'm very happy to be here.
Auntie, you talk as if you own the place.
Well, is it any wonder? The money I paid to dear Dr. Block. I could have bought the establishment three times over. Not that I regret spending it. Oh, no, not for a second.
Well, it seems to have done you pretty well, Mom.
What?
Well, I mean, you look pretty fit.
Oh, it's not for me, Mr. Kane. Oh, dear me, no. I'm as fit as a fiddle. Always have been. It's for poor Hector here. Always was a weak child. I promised his dear mother I'd cure him. And if it costs me every penny I possess, I'm going to.
I'm really awfully grateful to you, Auntie.
Oh, nonsense. Pay me back, dear boy, by getting well again.
Of course, Auntie.
It looks to me as though you could do a little exercise, boy.
Do I, Auntie?
Yes, you certainly do. Run out to my room and fetch me my book. I have time enough to read a chapter before lunch.
But, Auntie, I...
Off you go, Hector.
Yes, Auntie. I won't be long.
Very sweet, obedient boy. Now then, Mr. Kane.
Yeah?
I deliberately sent Hector off so that we could talk.
What about?
About you, Mr. Kane. What exactly are you doing here?
I come to get healthy, like the advertisements say.
Do I seem very stupid to you, Mr. Kane?
Well, no, I...
Because I'm not. I'm very intelligent. You like the other one, aren't you?
Other one?
Smithers. You like him. A policeman.
I don't know what you're... Smithers?
Don't the name mean anything to you?
Should it?
You really are most exasperating. Please understand I'm trying to help you.
Look, suppose you stop talking in Eric Ambler code and tell me what this is all about.
Something very strange is going on here. I'm not surprised they keep sending people to investigate.
Strange?
We don't have time to talk now. I'll speak to you later this evening, after dinner. Ah, here's Hector back with my book. Well done there, laddie.
I had another look at the brochure. It said what I thought it had said. Glade of Eternal Youth Health Farm. Nothing there but about a lunatic asylum. What a bunch of nuts on the face of it. Underneath, there was something deadly going on at the Glade of Eternal Youth.
Did you enjoy your lunch, Mr. Kane?
Smashing. Ta. You mind if I call you Susie?
Call me what you like.
You been here long?
About a year.
Like it?
Is this the Inquisition?
Sorry. Look, just answer me one more question. This health business, do you really believe in it?
I really don't think.
Oh. What's that?
You know, something's the matter. I've got to go.
Well, who's the bloke running out of the house?
Dr. Block's assistant. Helmer! Helmer, what's the matter?
Miss Susie must come quickly. It's a Miss Spoon.
Aunt Matilda, what's that?
She's had a heart attack. I think she's dead.
Who'd have thought it possible? Such a wonderful, active woman.
Healthy?
In the most excellent health. Most unexpected.
Does this often happen?
I beg your pardon?
Well, I mean, you being a doctor and everything, you see much of this sort of thing. Healthy people just dropping down dead like that.
Oh, not often. Of course not often, but it does happen. The human body is a most unpredictable machine.
She really was healthy. I mean, she wasn't hiding some chronic disease.
That, of course, you will not know until the post-mortem examination. Oh, poor Hector's worth heartbroken. He worshipped that woman.
Yeah, poor little guy.
But we must not allow our minds to dwell on the maudlin. Life is for the living, Mr. Kane. After all, this is the glade of eternal youth, in a metaphorical sense. Back to your problem.
My what?
Your desire to improve. I have worked on a program for you. It is all here. Please study it carefully. We will commence in the morning.
Right, see you then.
Helmut, Mr. Kane is leaving me now. You will kindly show him to his room.
Oh, no. Look, I can find my own way.
I wouldn't dream of it, Mr. Kane. An old house like this, it could be very dangerous if you lost your way.
I followed Helmut through the great passages, trying to peer around his thick neck to see where we were going. I'd worked out a sort of mental map of the house. I was going to need it when it came to the crunch. And I could feel a crunch just around the corner. This unexpected heart attack thing was spreading like the plague. I caught myself stealing the hand into my jacket and holding it over the left side of my chest. Cairns on the beach, just to be sure. So far, so good.
This is your room.
Yeah, I know. I've been here before.
You will please remain within it until the morning. I wish you a very good night.
And sweet dreams to you, too, Count Dracula. Oh, well. Early to bed, early to rise.
You look healthy enough. I'm not so sure about the money and the wisdom.
Hello, love. Are you sure you got the right room?
I should do. I work here.
Oh, yeah. I'd almost forgotten. That thing you're wearing. It's not a uniform. Not in any hospital that I've been in.
I've got to talk to you.
Right now?
Please. This is not a social visit, Mr. Kane. Come over here and keep your voice down. Sound carries in these old houses.
What's on your mind, love?
Aunt Matilda. They killed her.
Come again?
She was murdered.
Who's they?
I'm not sure. Block, I think. This isn't funny.
That's not a funny laugh. I'm surprised, that's all. Why are you telling me all this?
Read that.
Is it good?
Not the book. The writing in the flyleaf.
It's not easy. What is it?
When I got to Aunt Matilda, she was dead. She was clutching that. I took it away from her and it fell open to that page. She wrote that seconds before she died.
He's killed me. In the tea. Tell Kane. Policeman.
Well, Mr. Kane, are you a policeman?
Sort of.
Thank goodness for that. We've got to stop them. I've known for some time that they were doing something awful. All those poor men coming to the farm and then dying of heart attacks. It wasn't right.
You got any idea how they do it?
No. But I think I know where.
Here, in the house.
Under it. This house is built on limestone caves and natural mineral springs. There's a room down there that I'm not allowed in. Helmut left the door open one day and I saw inside. It's a sort of laboratory. He was there, working.
Who, Block?
No, Hector. Hector Spoon. Almost there. The door's around the next corner.
This place. Is it the cave?
The beginning of it. It runs for miles.
What's that room?
That's the sauna bath, part of the treatment.
You don't think this cave, laboratory place, you don't think it's just an innocent dispensary?
If it was so innocent, why wouldn't they let me into it?
Don't know.
Stop here. That's the door, over there. I think it's locked.
You think right. Now what?
I don't know. They've got the keys.
Hold tight.
What are you going to do?
Try my special keys. Hold the torch down here a bit, will you? That's got it.
That was clever.
My party trick. Come on, inside quickly. Should be a light switch here somewhere. Ah. Blimey. The lights clicked on, and I started to say something and then stopped. What could I say? Silly, I suppose. It was the sheer size of the place that knocked me out. Imagine a sort of limestone Westminster Abbey. Down where we stood in the front of it was a laboratory. Benches and glasses. Bottles, tubes, coloured water with the powerful lights flashing colours over the great hanging stalactites. I pulled the breath back into my lungs and managed one word. Blimey.
I had no idea. I just saw a bit of it. The benches.
Quite something.
It's beautiful.
What do you think goes on here?
I don't know, Adam. But it's not a dispensary. That's pretty obvious.
You ever seen anything like this equipment before?
Not in any hospital I've ever worked in. It's so strange.
I'd give a lot to know what it's all about.
A little patience, Mr. Kane, and I will tell you. For nothing.
course, I couldn't really blame myself. That place was enough to distract the best agent. They crept in behind us, the three of them. Block, Helmut, and Hector. Block and Helmut had mean-looking automatics pointed at our chest. Hector just stood and blinked at us from behind his pebble glasses.
A wonderful sight, is it not, Mr. K?
Very pretty. What's it for?
What indeed. I think the time is right. We shall tell you everything. What do you think, Hector?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, Stefan.
Oh, the very modest Hector. He is a genius, Mr. Kane. Hector Spoon is the greatest chemist this century has known.
He's also a nut.
Stefan, he can't say
you
that.
You really ought not to say things like that, Mr. Kane, until you've heard him speak. Tell him, Hector. Tell him what you've done here.
Oh, yes. Yes, you see, I found a poison. A wonderful poison. It was all because of Stefan. Auntie brought me here to get better. But Stefan realized how clever I was. He built this secret place for me. I worked here and I found it. It's a poison that can't be traced. It has no antidote. They die, you see. Just like that. Their heart stops, you see.
It does work, Mr. Kane, believe me. We've tested it on quite a number of people.
You monster!
Perhaps, but one must be ruthless to succeed, and success is just around the corner.
I suppose the girl and I get a dose of your dolly mixture.
Oh, no, Mr. Kane, not this time. I'm going to set you free. I need a messenger, you see. The time has come to reap the rewards of Hector's hard work. Show him the file, Hector.
You mean this?
Yes, that file. That file, Mr. Kane, contains enough of the poison to kill the entire population of Wantage. You will go back to your little men in Whitehall and tell them that unless they deliver £3 million and safe conduct for the three of us, Helmut will deposit that file in the water supply of the Wantage Town Council.
You wouldn't dare.
Hang on a bit. That wouldn't work.
Why not?
Because it would get to you as well. You would have to drink the water sometime.
I said there wasn't an antidote. There is, however, a preventative. Hector has supplied us all with a dose of this prophylactic. We are immune. Well, Mr. Kane, you don't have much choice, do you? Consider your lovely Susie here. She is not immune.
Yeah, well, I...
Keep away from that bench.
Too late, mate.
You
drop that gun, mate.
Helmut, shoot him.
Doctor, I've got to shoot you. Well done, Susie.
Your turn, mate.
No, you're... No.
Adam, Hector, he's taking one of the guns.
Where'd he go?
Out in the cave.
Watch these two, I'll get him. Hector, don't be a fool. Come back. Little idiot. Listen to me, Hector. You can't get out. It's dark down there. They'll never find you away.
I know it's dark. And you'll never find me. I'm cleverer than you are, Adam Kane. I'm much cleverer than you are.
Adam, thank goodness you're all right. I came to warn you. There's a chasm down there. It's hundreds of feet deep.
Yeah? Well, I think Hector's just found it.
Goodness, what a terrible business.
Yeah, well, it's all over now.
I think all that was going on and I had no idea.
Sure. You've got to have the steam up as high as that.
This is a sauna bath, Adam. It's supposed to be hot.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's doing me good.
Might as well make use of the facilities while you're here.
Considering that MI6 is paying for it.
Oh, no, they're not.
What?
Not for this, they're not. This treatment is quite free of charge, Adam.
My name is Adam Kane. Is broadcast each week at this time with Don McCorkindale as Adam Kane.